Hello and welcome to K-Talk. I'm your host Riley and with me is my co-host Izzy. Today on episode 2 of K-Talk we'll be discussing GOT7's new comeback, Monsta X's new comeback, our experiences with Bang Bang Con, the new Red Velvet subunit, and the new dating rumors. Alright, let's jump right on in. The GOT7 comeback, your opinions on it, please.
I thought it was beautiful. It was really amazing to watch. I will say I haven't watched the theory video. I was going to say that until after because I was worried I would go on, like, a tirade about this and that because I happen to be a very big fan theorizer. Didn't want to take up too much time. But all in all, I feel like it was really great how they set up the song and the video on top of that. I feel like it was nice that they had, you know, Bam Bam's new look and they really gave him like a little bit of time to shine because I noticed like Bam Bam in older videos didn't like always get a lot of recognition. And I know, but in this video, I kind of felt a little bit bad for Young Jay because he's their main vocalist, but I didn't see a lot of him.
I remember like watching the video and like seeing that one scene with him in that like navy blue shirt and thinking, God, but also like, that was it. That was like,
where have you been?
Where are you at?
But I do think the play they made with Jackson, where they had him come in as like this special kind of vocalist and the look they gave him, they really let him shine as like they're the face of their group. And I think that was a smart play on their part when it comes to marketing because people not know Jackson outside of his group very well. And I feel like Jackson has a lot of pull in the group as a solo artist himself. So I think it was really great that they kind of gave him the shine. But, oh dear, poor Young Jay.
Poor Young Jay. No, barely any screen time, which made me hurt for him.
Yeah, but I hope he'll, like, make it up later, you know? Yeah.
I haven't listened to all of the tracks yet, but they are number one on the iTunes chart around the world. And this is a mini album. I didn't know it was a mini album. I thought it was, like, a full album. This is just a mini album.
Yeah, I heard it was going to be a mini album. But mini album or not, the tracks I've listened to so far are really good. Or parts of the tracks I haven't gotten. I kind of did that 10-second thing on Spotify where I went through each of them and listened to them, but that's about all I had time to do. I had been really busy this week, which is why we're late with this podcast, guys. A little sorry about that. That's my bad. Mom's been a little sick lately, so.
I feel you, but honestly, it's just a very gorgeous music video. The choreography, too. I'm watching right now this the music video, but it's gorgeous. The choreography is, I mean, they really, really love it.
It's amazing. I think the formation, they focused a lot on formations with this one. And I think that was a good play. I think, I hate to say it, but I really do think they took a little inspiration from the Bangtan Boys, if that makes sense. If there's a few parts, like, it's where Bam Bam comes out and the rest of the group kind of dances behind him, but, like, they're very crowded together. Like, that was a little Dionysus. I was like, interesting.
That or the theory. I watched a theory video, and he made a really good point. This is a K-pop junkie. I love his channel. He does a bunch of stuff kind of like this, but, like, short news. He was saying that the music video is somewhat like a Romeo-Juliet thing with Yugyeom being Romeo and Jinyoung being Juliet. Because with the, like, balcony scene in the music video, there's Jinyoung, like, on a balcony scene. And, you know, the poison and all that stuff. And then do you remember the scene where Jackson has, like, the crown and there's, like, the two, like, people who
sides.
Are, yeah, the two sides. That's, like, the two families.
There's, like, but I noticed that one side was, like, exclusively male and the other looked like it was exclusively female.
Yeah, and one side had, like, all big cloaks on. The other is kind of, like, shirt off. So I was like, okay.
I thought that was maybe inner struggle with identity, but I wasn't sure.
I mean, it could be all of that.
Yeah, finding yourself through, like, through others and their experiences, which is kind of like, I guess it's all about exposure, because when you think about it, Romeo and Juliet hadn't been really exposed to each other's families until they met.
Yeah.
Like, they just knew that the other family was at rival with theirs.
That are...
So I think that's interesting.
The whole, which is, like, the whole title, Not by the Moon. I don't know if we read this in class, but, like, apparently in some part of Romeo and Juliet, she tells him not to swear their love by the moon, or, like, don't swear anything by the moon. And I was like, hey!
I'm just, like, having flashbacks to, like, our English classes where we learned about this. And I'm like, I feel like I should have spotted that.
I mean, I didn't either until he mentioned it. But I was like, okay, I guess we can go off of that. But, I mean, it's honestly just... It's a beautiful music video.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And Yugyeom's vocals. Oof.
Yes.
The back vocals. Yes. I think it was a really great... transition with the how different his and Jackson's voices are. I think it's really great that they're in a group together. You get to see a lot of variety with that. It's fun to play with, and I'm sure the production team themselves seemed like very excited for this comeback with the way they produced this video. Like,
it's literally, you can
tell it was
gorgeous.
Yeah, you can tell they worked hard on it. Like, every little piece was very well thought out.
The set, like, each set in general is just, like, wow.
Yeah, it feels very unique to other K-pop videos. Yeah. I was very happy with it.
Very, very breathtaking. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. But it's okay. About JB or J-Bum's look. I saw something about, like, his mullet. Yes, first of all, I love him with long hair.
About to be like, that's not even a mullet, he's just got long hair. Let's just say, call it long hair. Like, long, it's not really mullet.
True, but
I love it.
That are, I don't care what... his piercings. Have you seen his new piercings?
Yes, my gosh.
I've never seen, like, any other person in K-pop do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, they definitely have piercings in K-pop, but not like dudes. That. I've never seen it. In some of the girls, even, I haven't seen that.
But, so, like, that's just, honestly, it's really cool to me how he's just branching off and being himself. And he also writes a lot of the lyrics, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, they produce a lot of their own music, like, a lot of it. They have a lot of talent.
They do. But anyway, I sent you that picture about them putting fans' names on the chairs while they're performing so that they can, like, be with them. That made me, like, it made me physically all out loud. Like, it was so adorable.
It was a very cute idea. They clearly care a lot about their fans, and I think it's what brings them and a K-pop group as big as BTS together. Like, Jackson, who knows RM, and you have Yugyeom, who knows Jungkook, and I think, like, through that, like, the youngest and the oldest, and soon enough, like, they became real friends, and they have a lot in common with the way they treat their fans and the way how seriously they take their work and how they produce their own music. They really put themselves out there, and I think it allows them to market themselves higher and hopefully get more fans and more recognition for what they do, because they definitely deserve a lot more than they have so far.
GOT7 deserves so much for, like, all the work they've put in. I mean, just watching this music video, it's great, honestly. Especially, like, I feel like this comeback kind of came out of nowhere. It was kind of like a boom. And I mean, it's a great comeback, honestly.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, everybody was just recovering from Bang Bang Con, and they were like,
Come back?
Hello? And, you know, we had the warnings, but it just felt like so much. There was so much going on at the time. And then when it came out, you know, you're very pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah.
They had a lot to compete with, considering that had just happened also. And, like, a lot of fans in the K-pop community were just coming down from, like, the high of having their at-home concert.
Yes, which we'll talk about in a second. But
yeah,
I just, Oh,
they
it's
definitely
great.
had an opposite approach from Monsta X, who went kind of minimalistic with their video.
Yeah. Okay,
Yes.
well, should we talk about that now?
Yeah, I think we'll
Okay.
switch on over for
We're gonna
now.
switch over to Monsta X new music video, You Can't Hold My Heart. So first of all,
Yes.
like you were saying, very minimalistic, very like chill kind of, but it was so pretty. It's very pretty.
Yes. I loved the vocals in this one.
I did too. I did too. How did you feel about it being like a ma I think it's all English, isn't it?
Yes.
An all English song. How do you feel about that?
I actually liked it. I know there's points where a lot of idols feel pressure to do songs in all English or even whole albums in English, but I felt like this was really natural. It felt really fresh coming from Monsta X. Like, I hadn't seen a lot from them in a while.
Yeah.
So I was really happy when they came out with it and to hear about it. It's an interesting storyline.
Definitely. I think
I
it's
think,
very. Oh, go ahead.
yeah. No, you go ahead. It's fine.
Okay. I think it's very, like, it's just, I don't know, very putting yourself out there, kind of. Like, saying what you want, you can't do this anymore. And it's just very, I really like it. It's very pretty, honestly. I keep saying that, but it is, it's
Yeah.
gorgeous.
It seems to be about like a love that sprouted from loneliness and not the fact that you like wholeheartedly love each other, like,
Yeah.
and that this person's trying to hold on to them, but like they're finally ready to let go, but they're not sure how to. Like, they don't want to be the first one to have to do it. They're just kind of waiting for the other person to give in before
Yeah.
they kind of tell them. Like they said, they had a fire, but it's dying down. So sort of like the passion in the relationship is starting to leave now that they realize they're not what they thought they meant to each other. And I think it's like, it's a very different love story than most people would have. Most people like
Yeah.
talk about very dramatic breakups, but it seems like this one's just kind of like a pain, a love that sprouts from pain and then kind of just has to like slowly simmer down until they're ready to let each other go.
That or it's also like the visuals when the color explodes, it looks like it's coming from their heart. So it's like a colorful explosion. And I just think that's, I think it's very well done technically. It's very different from what they usually do because I remember their old songs like Dramarama and Hero. Like those songs are very EDM, very kind of hype. And these songs are, or the songs I feel like they're doing now, are more kind of chill and more ballads, which I'm down for. I really enjoy it.
Or maybe they feel responsibility because it shows like they're constantly running away from different issues and like bringing issues around with them and kind of danger follows them in all their videos.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why the love is clouded, is because they're not like confident enough in themselves to keep the relationship held up. So eventually they just kind of have to slowly give it up
I
or hope
mean,
that the other person loses interest.
yeah.
And that way they don't feel bad when they have to leave them.
Is
Because
there
don't they
any?
have like time travel and stuff?
They do, in like Dramarama.
I think that's why it wasn't like a very flashy burst. It was just like a colorful, cloudy burst because like the love is there. But they just don't know like what to do with it and what it is themselves, so they kind of just live it out and hope for it to, slowly go away so that they don't have to carry the weight of their feelings at the same time of like whatever they're trying to go through.
But also watching this music video, it was kind of saddening to me because I know it wasn't recently they lost a member, but they still had to do this comeback as six instead of seven. And that always is heartbreaking to watch. Like with Stray Kids when they lost a member and they had to do a comeback again with only eight. Like it's hurt. So I feel their pain and we are supporting them.
Yeah, and I think that's why maybe the song was so like, while it had, like, a bright color faux fil at the same time, it was really sad, and it felt kind of, like, like they were reminiscing of a good time, and they just don't have that anymore, and I think they were trying to reference their lost member. Like, they might have already had the lyrics down, or the basic idea of what they wanted for the song, kind of tweaked it. So, yeah.
I mean, again, great comeback, gorgeous. We love it. We're going to support them. Is there an album with it, or is this just a single?
I wasn't able to find out. I'm not sure if it's just Spotify being a trip or YouTube being a trip. I wasn't able to find out. I thought it was just this song, but I can...
I'm looking right now. It looks like it's just a song. This might be a single. So, I don't see a album with it. Or is it?
Yes. It's Ooh, All album, About Love.
All About Love. Okay.
Okay. I'm actually excited. I'm about to go through all of these.
Yeah.
Hyperventilates. I wasn't able to find it earlier. Maybe I'm blind. Whatever. I should have just tapped on it.
Is this in the same one as Who Do You Love? Is this the same album?
I think they did what, you know, like, what other groups do, and they take old songs and put it in them in new albums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, they kind of carry it on. Like, remember You Never Walk Alone and Wings being, like, the same album. Just different vibes.
Better. Oh, it's their All English album. All About Love is All English.
Got it.
Ooh, okay.
That's new.
How do you feel about an All English album? I know we were talking about this earlier, but, like, it's...
I'm lit for it, but, I mean, either way, I kind of appreciate Korean albums the same way I appreciate English albums. Like, in the end, it all comes down to the music for me. People are like, it's in a different language. How can you, like, relate to it? I'm like, I can look up the lyrics if I want to, but y'all listen to mumble rap and have no problem. Let me have my joy.
Better about, like, Despacito. Like, come on, let's get it together. But honestly, All English album, good for them. I really like the design of the album, too. It's something, like, unique. I really enjoyed this comeback, personally.
It's very retro-looking. It's kind of interesting. I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of the colors, like the pink on the really dark red, but I just appreciate that it doesn't look like every other K-pop album, you know?
True. So, that's, you know, great.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like go ahead.
K-pop albums are just slowly becoming the group smacking their logos on the album in different colors and calling it a day. I think so.
Girl with shade. But anyway...
I mean, they're still pretty. It's just, you know, put out some art.
We can't blame them for that, though. That's the company.
I really can't.
Okay, so let's move on to our experiences with Bang Bang Con.
Oh, here we go.
From what I'm pretty sure, you stayed up both days, right? All the way through.
Yes. There was one concert I did kind of miss because I was going in and out of my room, and there was a point where I kind of had to, like, go out, but I had already seen those two concerts from a shady website I probably shouldn't have been using. But I had also stayed up the days before, so I did need to sleep those last 2 hours.
Yeah.
I also had, like, issues, but, like, I did technically kind of stay up through I want to say I was up for a total of maybe 50 something hours.
That's crazy. Holy moly.
Yeah. My head kind of hurts just thinking about it, but it was great. I definitely was so mad to see everybody logging off the first day. I was like, you guys are never gonna see these concerts again anywhere. Like, the Red Bullet is so old. Y'all just missing opportunities.
So I saw the first concert, which was, what was the first one? I remember. The 2015 one. Then the 2016 one, the epilogue. It was like already 3 in the morning.
They went, like, forwards, then backwards, and then backwards and forwards, and I was like, oh, okay, first day is all over the place.
I had to sleep through the red bullet. I really wanted to see it, but I could not stay awake. I was sleeping through parts of epilogue of songs I've already heard. I was so tired. So I was like, okay, we're going to sleep through the red bullet, and then we're going to wake up for the third muster. So I slept through red bullet, which is saddening, but I had to. I needed sleep. And then woke up for the third muster, which is great. I love the third muster. That was really good.
Yeah. And then there was a point at which I was saying, guys, I'm going to sleep. I really didn't. I just needed people to understand that if I stopped texting, it was like, it was because I wasn't feeling well.
I understand.
Like, I couldn't, like, lift my phone or anything, and I didn't want to be like, I can't really see what you guys are texting right now. Everybody would have made me go to sleep then. I was like, no. That's not happening. I stayed up this long.
See anything. I can't hear.
See anything, but I can hear the noise and feel the vibrations of the music, so we're good.
Super good.
There was one point, and I think throughout the haze, I had two tabs open. So I had a previous YouTube tab open where I was watching a different live performance before the actual one had started.
Yes.
And like in between. And it switched tabs, and I didn't notice. I had switched tabs because I had turned the brightness down because a family member was walking by, and I didn't want them to see, like, light coming from my room. So I pressed the button. Apparently, I had switched, but I just didn't notice because it was also a live performance. And I was like, shut up. This song is playing. And they were like, wait, what do you mean? And I had to go and look. I was like, am I blind? It turned out I had switched tabs. I was like, oh my god, I hope I didn't miss a song. And it turns out I didn't. So we were good.
There were times where I would like lay on the couch because we have a basement. So I was watching on the big TV downstairs. So I would lay on the couch and like close my eyes and turn the volume down to like 1 so I could still hear what was going on, but I could still like kind of be sleeping. And then I open my eyes and look at the TV because I hear like a bunch of yelling, and I was like, oh, that's Cypher Part 3. So I like wake up and I'm like,
I realize,
jam into Cypher Part 3, and then I go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much like the third or the second concert, and then I slept for the third one. But
yeah,
what about
it's hard to keep up.
Day two,
yeah, it was hard to keep up with all of that. Definitely, I definitely did not watch on big TV. I actually was streaming from my phone and my computer in my room.
Yeah,
I needed to hear everything. Music is big for me. I didn't care if my earbuds busted open. I needed the volume to be loud as possible. I was like silent jamming because not all of my family knows what I'm into, so I just was just like, mom, let me have this. And she was like, I wish I could join you, but I'm not staying up that late.
Yeah, my dad asked me, he was like, what time do you go to bed? And I was like, 3 a.m.
What time do I ever go to bed, though? That's not surprising. You know, as somebody who has to stay up late for like the next month, considering there's like Ramadan coming up.
Yeah.
And usually you have to, like, wake up at 6 o'clock to get the early breakfast, and then you go back to sleep and, like, fast throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Staying up late is not a new thing. Like, it's a thing like, kids do when you're from my place. Like, we stay up. Like, I remember streaming different videos with my friends. We would play different games. We would have online meetups. There was this one rich kid in class. And this is a fun story because this is actually how I ended up finding out about like K-pop or part of it before I got into it. But he had bought private rooms in that weird Roblox game that everybody used to play.
Wait, really?
Yes, in the murder mystery, and we would go on there at like 3 a.m. and meet up and chat. This is like sixth, seventh, eighth graders. Like, we had been together with a long time. Like, it was throughout middle school that we would do this whenever the month came around. Just in the middle of the summer, we would all agree to just randomly meet up at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And somebody from out of the server came in and was like, stand this, stand that. And, like, I ended up looking it up and was like, this is weird, and shut my computer. Because I had no idea what was going on. All I was seeing was, like, weird memes because I can't remember what it was. I think they were saying, like, stand 17, stand this. I was like, I don't know who this person is or how they got on.
Who are you?
a week later, I come across one video, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And I start watching it. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm into him now.
That's how most of my friends came across it. It's more of like a, what is this?
Yes. We all had the experience. I just thought that was a fun experience. You know, you start out a middle schooler who plays Roblox and turn into a K-pop stan. It's very fast.
I feel that.
And it's just funny to look back on that. And slowly, like, I spread it to all the other girls in the class because I can't keep it to myself.
Okay, moving on to the Red Velvet subunit. There's nothing really... They don't have a comeback yet, and that's okay.
But sad sigh.
I think it's Irene and Soobi? Oh,
really?
I don't want to get this wrong, and then people come for me.
Soobi, you mean? No, did you say Soobi? I was like, wait, what? That's not in that group.
No, Soobi.
Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah, Soobi and Irene.
I don't want to pronounce their name wrong either, because now I'm nervous.
Their first unit group, which, okay, the group is 5 members. Mm-hmm. I get having, like, subunits for, like, groups like NCT and 17, which are, like, 7, or, like, that are, like, 21 plus members.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I guess it's weird to me to have a subunit for a group that's, like, 5.
Like, 5?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have some smaller groups that also had it. Like, GOT7 has a subunit. True. BTS has a subunit. I know some teen has some subunit. They used to have subunits, remember?
No.
No?
BTS had subunits?
Okay, so... It wasn't, like, there wasn't, I don't think there was an official one that I can remember right now. I'm going crazy. Soapy was an actual subunit for a while.
I get, and like, songs that, like, they're, they had like unofficial
subunits. I know that there was one for Yoongi and Jimin.
Yeah.
And then Yoongi and Hobi, but I can't remember what other members might have had one.
But I meant, like, an official. I didn't know there was, like, an official one.
I think Soapmi was official for a little bit, but I can't remember whether or not that's true. It's official in our hearts, okay? It was real. It was at one point.
But, they're having their new, subunit, and Reveloves, yeah, that's the fandom name, Reveloves, and they're all excited about it. And also, you know Trolls 2, right? Like, you know the Trolls movie?
Oh, yeah, Red Velvet is in there, aren't they?
They're in Trolls 2.
They're a K-pop group.
I cannot tell you how many times I've watched clips with just them in it. Like, I've gone on YouTube and I've, like, rewatched, like, them doing a dance off with another group for, like, hours. It's great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited for their new comeback. Who knows if we're even going to get a comeback. I think we are. But, like, there's no planned one yet. There was a rumor going around with Monsta X's... I think it's... Hold on. I need to look this up so I don't, like, pronounce the names wrong.
I could probably read it easier in Korean and get it right. Like, with the English letters, like, I don't know why people do that to me. Why would people do that? But then there's some members who have, like, I believe, Chinese names?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it's Kihyun and girls, WJSN Bona. That's not Girls' Generation. I thought it was Girls. It might be Girls' Generation. I'm all over the place. Apparently, there were rumors that they'd been dating for 5 years.
That's a power move.
5 years.
In K-pop.
5 years. Dumb.
Listen, I just support. I'm like over here, like, I always thought the scandals were so stupid and that it just needs to be normalized at this point.
True.
But I think 5 years is a long time, though.
They're actually... denied they were not dating, which is sad because they would have been great. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was
the shipper pops out.
5 years. That's I mean,
that's a long time to have gone away with it if they did had been or have been dating. But Chen, we'll just leave that name
Chen,
there.
We'll just Chen. Just Chen. Just put that out happened. There.
I he honestly exists. Have so much respect for that.
So I mean, I have respect for any idol who comes out and is like, yeah, by the way.
You can't do anything about it.
That or, oh, you like me for not my music and just my looks?
What's the company going to do at that point? Fire me? Like, when you're in a group that big?
Yep. The company's just like, oh, crap.
To come at me, bro. See if you make any sales after I'm gone. Let's go.
Yuck.
Broke a ton of fans' hearts, as far as we know.
I mean, I feel that.
I'm a little tired. So I might go on tirades from time to time to try and keep myself up. I'm so sorry. If there's anything in this video I might regret later.
You listen back to this and you're like, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go through this and be like, why? That was unrelated. Oh my god. Yeah, and to bring up something that's probably a little out of context, not on the list, but Lisa from Blackpink, she made an appearance on a show, I believe. I'm not sure what it's all about. They seem to be training this girl group. She's mean. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so mean. But like, I can see where she's coming from as someone who loves to dance. But whenever a member got something wrong, there was this one member who just couldn't get these moves right. She said, what are you doing? You're doing this wrong. This is easy. How come you can't just do it? I was like, oh my god. And then she said, sorry. And then Lisa says, you don't need to apologize to me. You need to apologize to your teammates. I was like, oh. I would have like crawled in a hole and died, man. That was harsh. But she like, did also come out with a new dance video, solo video.
What's the song? Do you remember?
No. I was too busy watching the dance.
I feel bad.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was just like, I had seen all the clips everywhere and I had kind of watched it like randomly.
She has a bunch of them.
Crack it on. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like a bunch of Lili films. That's what they're called.
I've seen a couple of them, but there was a brand new one, so I just thought I'd bring that up for the Blackpink fans out there.
Oh, it's Mushroom Chocolate? Yeah, it's black hair. Oh, I saw that. I saw like her black hair. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's that. Now on to... Okay, so here's some also news. Astros, Eunwoo, who... my baby, he's going to be, wait, oh, do you know the webtoon True Beauty?
Yes, isn't he?
He's gonna be the lead, or he's gonna be, like, one of the male leads.
Is there, like, a live version of this coming, or do you mean he's gonna have a cameo in the I thought that wasn't real. Is it?
Yep, it is.
It's confirmed. Yep. Like officially.
It is.
I'm so excited. Beauty drama
from webtoon to air at the end of 2020.
I always love it when idols like get to actually act, cuz like the actual actors, there's a couple that are great in K-drama, but as someone who's seen a couple of K-dramas so far, honestly, the ones with idols, they're great actors, like they have to act in through real life situations all the time, like constantly, like actors after they go home, they're not, who aren't idols and don't constantly have lives outside of that, like they don't have to do that, so they don't have the same experiences, making it very authentic. So I was like, I'm impressed with a lot of the idols' work, so I hope, I'm gonna love to see that. I need to see that.
So people, there was this article from a while ago. People wished that, I haven't personally read the webtoon, but they said they wanted Jin for Suho, Jisoo for Jugyeon, and Hyunjin for Seojun. I know one of our friends would have gone crazy if they saw Hyunjin acting.
Yes.
We all know which one we're talking about. But I think it's going to be... AOA's Seolhyun for the female lead, Eunwoo for Suho, which is great, and then Hyunbin from V-I-I-N-I, or Vinny, I don't know, to be the other male lead. Which, honestly, I'm excited for this. I am.
I'm down.
I didn't even know about this. But I guess that's some breaking news. But yeah, I guess that's all we have today.
Mm-hmm.
For, I know this is really short.
This one's a lot shorter.
Trying to find, like, news.
Do you have any personal info? Like, I just shared a ton for no good reason.
Solar's bald.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. I was like, oh my god. That's so sad.
I mean, it's sad, but it's also like, go for it. I don't really care.
No, it's the, isn't it because, like, she dyed her hair so many times, she eventually had to, like.
No, I thought she just did it because it's okay. Concept.
Well, if it is, then go ahead, but if not, oh my god. I'm so
scared. She's having a solo debut in a new album.
Yes.
It's on the 23rd of April. Isn't that, that's already, is that tomorrow? Is that today? That's today.
Really? I'm going to look that's it today. Up later. Oh, wait.
First solo album, Spit It Out.
Is it like Korean time? American time?
I don't know. It just says April 23rd.
Because I'm pretty sure they're a day ahead of us.
So it might have already been out. Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She has. Yeah, she's bald.
Oh.
Well, I don't think she's bald, like, actually. I think she's, like, it's like a concept photo. Fade?
Or, like, it's not an actual haircut, and she's.
Oh, no, it's not actual. Okay. Oh, thank gosh. It's not, it's her actual, she has, like, a bald cap on.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I was like, oh, that she shaved her hair.
Confusion. I was like, I'm down. Certain people could rock that. It's just.
It's like Blonde Jenny. Remember when everyone went, like, crazy over, like, for, like, Kill This Love? She had, like, blonde hair, and everyone was like, oh, we're getting Blonde Hair Jenny. But it wasn't actually Blonde Hair Jenny. It was just, like, a concept photo.
Either way.
Yeah, there's. There's a video of her doing a bald cap for her look.
Hey, listener. It's your host, Riley. Due to the current situation, there is a shortage of news in the K-pop community. From this point in the episode on, it's simply me and your co-host talking about whatever and certain experiences we've had with K-pop. If you want to continue, go ahead. But if you're only here for the news, I'm afraid this will be the end of our episode. See you next week.
So, okay. I'm excited.
Speaking of hair, everybody's dying their hair now.
It is. I dyed my hair too.
Okay, I have a defense for why I dyed mine. I had originally planned to dye it blue for so long, and finally my mom had gone to the store and was just like, pick whatever color you want, send me the color you want. And everybody had dyed their hair, so the only color left was a bright red. And now I look like Cherry Taeyong from the Fake Love era.
Cherry Taeyong. I feel that. But also, like,
Raspberry Monster. From the olden days when they.
Yes.
When they and Blackpink performed together.
Oh. Remember that iconic performance? Oof. Do you. Okay. I'm trying to think of something. Did you see the V? I didn't see it. I didn't get to see it. The V Live of BTS decorating their army bombs?
Okay. I didn't watch the full thing yet because I wanted to, like, dedicate all my time to it. I had a ton of chores this morning. I was like, I'm going to save it for when I can enjoy it and, you know, savor the flavor of that.
But, like, I thought it was really cool. I thought they did a great job.
Because I think there was a reason behind it, too, because a lot of the fans were making fun of fans who, like, were decorating the bombs and saying, like, it's a perfectly good bomb. Like, why would you do that to it? And they were like, lol, frick it.
And they pulled up.
We love the art.
And they were like,
oh,
it's so cute.
Now I won't feel bad about decorating my army bomb. Probably just kind of slap all those sugar stickers I got on it. Still haven't found a place for those. Like, I had a plan, and the plan was ruined, so now I just have a ton of sugar stickers.
I'm going to do, I don't know who, I wish I could credit them, but they got this, like, Swarovski crystals, like black crystals, and did it all across there. So I think I'm going to do that. It took them like 4 days to do it, but I'm still going to do it because I think it looks gorgeous. But honestly, it's so cute. I love it. I haven't watched it yet. I woke up this morning to Twitter being like, I haven't seen
Jungkook on a live in a while, so I was like,
I haven't either.
The baby. He's here.
He's here. He's alive.
Like, I'd seen Yoongi more recently than I think I'd seen JK on a solo live.
Yeah, Yoongi's actually been, like, you know, like, I don't know.
I think he's finally realized he actually owns half the world at this point and doesn't really need to worry about what the heck he puts on the internet. He can just pull an RM and drunk play piano, post that.
I mean,
listen,
I have that. I still have that on my liked videos.
I think it's terrible to say this, but drunk RM is best RM. Ooh, we get some of our best content. Shut it! There's so many inside jokes that stem from K-pop, and if anybody's watching this outside of K-pop, we're not really actually here to introduce you. I feel like you all need to just know.
I mean,
we'll do our best.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're not already enveloped, like, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
We're not the best. We just kind of talk about jokes, and everyone just like.
Yeah.
You're expected to know.
Personal K-pop experiences, you know, just to be relatable.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody has, like, this long, great story, and I was like, yeah, I played Roblox at 3 a.m. and suddenly, you know, fell in love with a bunch of Asian men.
Mine was, I watched this, well, I first of all got into dramas, so I watched Good Morning Call, which is my first Korean drama.
Oh, you did it backwards.
Yeah, kind of. So I got into dramas, and then I watched Dream Night, which is the show that GOT7 was in, and holy moly, I loved it. So I was like, who are these boys? They're great. So I got into GOT7, and then my friend was like, oh, have you heard about BTS? And I was like, no. And then it was downhill from there.
Who dis? Oh, wait. Hold up. I got room for you.
Yeah. Well, actually, they were like, well, I like BTS. I was like, okay, good for you. Mm-hmm. And then, like, ended up watching DNA, and I was like, okay, good for me, too.
Yeah, and actually, it was one of our friends' birthday recently, and I got them, you probably know, but just in case, you know, this might be interesting. The best thing you can get a K-pop stan is just a random album. I was thinking of getting her an NCT album, because she knows all the members.
Oh, really?
But I got her a BTS album in the end, because I know she likes them more. Huh?
Did you get her 7?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I got her version 4, I think. I was going to get her version 2, which is the Black Swan themed one. Yeah. But it was hard to find it in stock. Like, there was an issue at the Targets where they were counting them wrong. So I had to go to 2 different ones to find at least one album. And by then I was like, I'm not even going to look for a different one.
No, my parents came home and they're like, hey, by the way, we bought you this. And I was like, what?
Wow.
So I also got version 4.
Yes.
And it is, in fact, too big for my album shelf.
Yeah,
so it's just one sitting big on album. It's just sitting on top of my radio, just chilling, because I have nowhere else to put it, because it's literally too big for my where I have all my albums. Mm-hmm. So
I will say, I was glad I was able to snag a version 2, because it was the one I had wanted.
Yeah.
I have 3 albums now. I feel special. I'm broke.
It's okay.
So that's all I manage, is whatever I find.
Well, I'm not going to flex on you with all my albums. I don't have that many. I just have the...
You're about to say, like, albums. I have, like, 10, you know.
No,
I don't have
no.
that many.
I have the Love Yourself Era ones, Her, Tear, and Answer. I have Persona. That one's my favorite. I really like Persona. I have Young Forever, and then I have the Japanese one. I don't know.
Is it Speak Yourself?
Speak Yourself.
I've, like, memorized.
And then I have 7.
Oh, that's cool.
So So
honestly, that's a good collection you have going there. I think they sell the BTS World soundtrack
at Target?
At like Target and stuff. Ooh. Hold on. I'm not sure if they've been bought out yet, but all the ARMY stands out there, if you have ever played the BTS World game, it's kind of like a game where you walk through the life of the members as their manager and kind of like try and get them to debut and become popular, and you have to keep the group spirits up and keep them together. I played it for a while because I thought I could beat the game, but then I realized it was one of those long-term ones and gave up early on. But the soundtrack's great.
Yeah, I got it. I was so excited. I talked about it for like months beforehand. I got the game, and then I played it for a good like 3 weeks. Realized what you did. I could not, in fact, beat the game. Mm-hmm. And I got stuck on this one level that I just couldn't pass.
Level 5. And,
yeah.
I knew it.
I deleted it because it's taken.
I didn't get stuck on it. I actually was doing good.
It took me like a bunch of tries.
I was actually doing really good. I had gotten some exclusive cards. I didn't have money and I refused to pay for games no matter how much I love them. I'm sorry. I love you guys. I'm not paying. I felt like I'm working harder than the people who get to pay for all the extra crap. So I'm leaving.
There's only 3 left in the Noxville one.
Really?
There's like 3.
Dang.
But anyway, what even comes in it? Because for the price that they're offering, we might go to.
Yeah. The prices are going to be cheaper over here anyway, because like not a lot of people are known to want the K-pop albums, but a lot of people are actually into it and probably more likely to buy it. So it's still at that almost $30 price range. I think it's like sets from the photo shoot they put in the game, so let me check it out. World, it's a box apparently. Wow. Oh crap, that's a lot.
Oh whoa, I'm looking at it right now.
How much?
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, they say they have it in store.
Yeah, at Target they have it for like $20.
Which one though? Which Target?
I don't know. I just looked up Target.
Well, I'm about to spend all my money.
How much is it on yours? Mine's $20.
It says 20, but I don't have money to spend. I still got to save my ticket money for later, so I did get a ticket.
I still do, too. I'm still saving money for tickets.
Oh, my gosh. A ton of people just turned in their tickets for the Atlanta concert. If you go there, there's a ton of seats open, even closer to the front row.
I can't buy any.
You will get there.
You can't buy any.
I know, you can't buy any right now, but I'm saying, like, plan.
Okay.
Plan. I'll support you. I need people I know there. I'm nervous. Okay. I've never been to concerts before.
Pretty chill.
I have no chill myself. I can say that much.
But I mean, okay, so maybe we'll get this world.
I'm gonna look at this unboxing video and see if we get more info on here.
That dog is really barking. I don't. Oh, okay.
It's okay. But, nobody will mind the back audio. Oh, it has like a name tag thing.
What? Yeah, I saw that. No.
What is this?
No name tag.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
I can't stop it. I can't stop saying, oh my gosh.
I feel
That's a lot.
Okay.
Why is it so big? Oh, it's pretty.
The album?
Oh, no, it's pretty.
It's big, like...
It's so pretty. They have, like, mini box albums inside is what it looks like.
What?
Or maybe this is just different versions this person bought? It just says a singular album. It doesn't say albums. Oh, and it has the BTS Live concert ticket that you get in the game.
No, really?
Yeah, it has, like, a copy of that.
Wow. I don't know if I can.
Yes, it does. It has little weird photo cards from where you put fake backgrounds on them. We got Jin in a suit. That's neat. So, yeah, maybe they just got a bunch of different versions is what it looks like. Hold up. Let me go to the original picture.
Yeah, I think they got different versions, but that's a lot either way. In one box, that's a lot. It's a okay, so they're classified as photo book albums, so that explains a ton. Most of their albums are photo books, but I wasn't sure if an album from the game soundtrack would be similar. So that's cool to know now.
Okay, well, I guess that pretty much wraps up everything we've got.
Yes.
And we're around 50 minutes. So
yes, we made it time.
Apologize for being late.
Yes, but we hope you enjoyed our tirade and funny stories that probably won't sound funny and just sound very long.
Just sound
annoying. Feel free to skip through most of my parts and just stick to Riley.
But hopefully we'll be again back again next week. Hopefully there's even news next week.
Yeah.
Like I was like, what are we gonna talk about?
All I'm thinking about is I'm still thinking about the concert, but I don't know what to talk about the concert. Like you had to experience hooking up your army bomb and realizing they only played the same five colors in combination.
Yes,
you had to be there to experience the disappointment of realizing that the colors would never change, even when you got to the more recent performances. Like,
and they would never match up with the actual performance that you were watching, and you would have like a green army bomb, and on the TV would be like a red army bomb.
Yeah, we gave up.
Well, so see y'all next week.
Yes, hopefully on time.
Peace out.
My bad.
Hopefully on time.
Stay tuned until next week so that you can keep up on what's going on in the K-pop world. Until next time, I'm your host Riley, and this is K-Talk.